This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the solution, part of what's going on here, and getting informed, getting engaged, deciding, you know, what you are going to get engaged with. You know, I say that to people all the time. It's like, don't just get engaged to get engaged. Find something that you can get behind, that you have a heart for, that you feel for, if you would. And then that way there, you will give it all. When somebody talks you into doing something, it's not the same. You know, it really isn't. And don't let them do that. Because if they talk you into it, you're not from the heart. Even people who run for office think it'd be a great thing to run for office. Look at me, I'd be this or that. Don't do that. Don't do that, because they didn't even become by some of these guys that are just strictly politicians, and they don't have a heart for what they're doing at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know, recession, oh my God, there's no recession. And the indicators, you know, again, I'm not the economic expert here, so I'm not even going to pretend to be. But Bloomberg just came out with a recent article by Jeff Kearns. And it says, wait a minute, hold the recession. Because the real indicators, no matter, you know, you guys get nuts about the market on a daily basis. One thing I have learned in doing this show and having experts on, the day-to-day market fluctuations, they don't mean anything. They really don't. You know, you got day traders out there to make some quick bucks doing that. But other than that, they don't mean anything. It's the long term. You've got to hang in there for the long term. Anyway, out of Bloomberg, it says the U.S. economy is outperforming expectations by, you know, most of this year. Now, they're coming to this from a fresh perspective. And last month's resurgence, you know, I mean, of this recession mongering, I don't even want to call it fear mongering, but I guess it is. Because if enough people start screaming recession, recession, maybe others might pull out and make the market go crazy. And this was all fueled, come on, you know what it's fueled by, right? It was fueled by the trade wars. Now, some people say the trade wars are working out great. They're really causing some pain to China and a few others. As well they should, that's the whole idea, right? Bloomberg Economic Surprise Index has reached an 11-month high after four indications released on Thursday, including existing home sales, jobless claims, all of those surpassed expectations. You know, again, we have, and I'll talk about this more in a little bit, we have more jobs than we have people to fill them. If every person got off the couch that didn't have a job and would take a job to take a job, we'd still have jobs available. Really. The gains continued to advance after swinging to positive from negative on Tuesday for the first time this year. Now, the data also pushed a similar measure produced by Citigroup to the highest level since April 2018. So Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist at the Luthold group. He said, this is proof positive that things not only are getting better, but they're going to keep growing. Now, remember, I'm not giving you stock information here. I'm not giving you any suggestions. I'm just telling you, we've been hearing about recession. We've been hearing how bad this is going to get, how bad it's going to be. Look at the market. Look what's going on in China. They're not buying it. Stop. There's always pain when you're getting off the drugs, right? There's always pain when you're trying to get sober. And we have so long been, you know, we've allowed China to do what they've done with us. We've allowed other countries to do, you know, take advantage of us. It needs to stop. And there will be pain while we're stopping. The readings are signaling a somewhat brighter mood about the world's largest economy. You know, when you think about it, when you have the economies over in Europe going bad, going south or sideways, it's going to affect everybody. And they have several different economies back there, not just one. And the proof is, I love when they say, well, we're one big EU. Well, actually, no, you're not. When you talk about Britain and Germany being the strongest of the economies, that means there's more than one, right? And those two were carrying, for a while, were carrying the others. France wasn't doing so hot. Greece not so great. So it's a matter of just paying attention and watching what's going on and realizing how much effect it has worldwide. Now, Federal Reserve policymakers, they highlighted the economy strength. Now, you're going to say, well, yeah, they have to do that. They want to make the president happy. We don't want him all teed off. Well, you could say the same thing under Obama, right? When he was doing quantitative easing. Which ultimately, if you had to put that into a paragraph, it's propping up the stock market, making artificial purchases to make it look like the market's in better shape than it is. But it's all government money. It's all your money and my money. Now, Paulson also noted similar surprise in the upbeat readings in other parts of the world, including Europe. The St. Louis Fed President James Bullard asked Friday about rising surprise indexes. He said, look around. Even in the diverging sectors, things are moving forward. They're getting better. So how do you fight this? How do you keep arguing this? No, and again, not the economic expert. And I'm throwing it out there so we'll think a little bit. Also breaking today was, and this is from Real Clear Politics, President Trump's China policy is working. It is having an effect. We're going to talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution, if you would. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to call. You got to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And, you know, you can find a lot of these stories we do. We post them up on the website later on. Again, therealside.com. It's really simple. You can find it all there. If you want to get text messages, text alerts, the show's coming up, just text TRS to 77222, TRS the 77222. Also, you can get our app in the Apple Store or the Android Store. So if you're in an area where they don't carry the show, first you need to call the radio station. Why don't you carry this? What is wrong with you people? Carry the show. And if they still won't do it, call me. Let me know who they are. And in the interim, you can get it on your cell phone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so you're hearing about recession. I'm telling you, according to Bloomberg, it's a line of hooey, all right? So you don't have to, we're not going into a recession. The indicators aren't exactly where they're supposed to be for it, not even close. But, you know, people need to hear that. They need to read it. They need to believe it. Because if they can't, then they got to admit, think about this, come on, let it sink in, right? They have to admit that President Trump, whatever he's doing, is actually working. Can't have that now, can we? So, again, like I said, there's so much going on. And you look at things like President Trump's China policy. Well, is it working or isn't it? Now, according to the New York Times, I'm sorry, the LA Times, oh, God, can't confuse the two, although they're both rags, but whatever. Right? According to the LA Times, it is working. And that's the other thing people understand. You know, this kinder, gentler thing that, who was it, President Bush, used to use that term. It made me nuts. It doesn't work. It doesn't work with regimes like China. It doesn't work with North Korea. It doesn't work with the Iranians. So if you want to know if it's working, right, on the morning after the 2000, I want you to think about this. Give us a real thought. Right after President Trump was elected, CNBC interviewed Peter Navarro, who had been an economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Now, you knew he soon joined the administration, right? But he was there to advise the president on trade and manufacturing. Now, Navarro outlined President Trump's economic plans. You know, cut taxes, reduce regulation, all of that. Cutting energy costs. Now, again, this is not to make the air dirtier. That wasn't any of it. But the amount of restrictions and regulations that were on any company made it almost impossible to do business in this country. You had to go to Mexico and Canada. Right? They predicted strong growth. They said the Dow would move past 25,000. Right? Based on those policies alone, nothing else. So they delivered. They delivered on each and every one of those things. But if you listen to mainstream media, you'd never know it, would you? And they say it's all about the China tariffs. That's what's killing everything. First of all, China wasn't that strong to begin with, but that's a story for another day. With each drop, the tariffs are blamed. Sometimes this is like with every hurricane. All of a sudden, it's global cooling, warming change. Am I wrong? Right. So they were laid right at the feet of Navarro. Now, he's been chief architect of the president's trade policies, right? The economy's humming along, historically low unemployment, right? And the Wall Street Journal pops up and says, hey, we might be headed for a recession. Low unemployment, lowest unemployment in almost every sector, right? Stock market's doing well, still breaking records, and somehow we're headed for a recession. Right, you've also heard the constant verbal abuse that the tariff burden is just borne by American consumers. But that's not true either. You know, that was funny. One guy was trying to push this point about how the steel tariffs would hurt us. The aluminum tariffs would hurt us because it would drive a can of Pepsi up by 2 cents or 3 cents. Look, if you can't spend another 3, 4, 5 cents or 20 cents for a can of Coke or Pepsi to keep the jobs in this country, to make sure that the Chinese aren't screwing us, there's something wrong with you. Really, I've never understood why we buy all this, the product you do from Apple when you know most of it's made overseas, it's made in China, it's made of child labor rates that are just ridiculous. But apparently over there, it's okay. If you're doing it there, that's fine, right? Anyway, the I can't even pronounce these names. But the according to some economists, the tariffs are considered, you know, they're evidence. They're having the desired effect. They're doing what we want them to do. Now, the U.S. consumer prices for affected Chinese products will rise, maybe 4%. Chinese firms will pay approximately 75% of the tariff burden. Remember, they can't sell stuff to us here if it's too expensive, unless you're just really foolish and buy it anyway. What do you think Apple can, is going to be able to do if all of a sudden products coming out of China like that, electronics, what have you, are tagged at 25, 50, 75%, in some cases 100%? They're going to have to make a move. Another benefit for these tariffs have been that many U.S. manufacturers are diversifying their supply chains. They're moving production out of China. Remember, President Trump said, hey, you better look for other places to do business. That was a shot that was close across the bow. And I think it's great with what he's doing. So, you know, again, they only respond to strength. They don't respond to weakness. When I say them, I'm talking about the Chinese, North Koreans, Iranians, and so forth. So, the tariffs don't bother me. That doesn't mean I'm right. They just don't bother me. I'll pay the extra 20 cents for a can of Coke if it means another American worker gets to feed his family on our soil, on our property. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Rail Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do want, I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I want you to get informed. That's really what it boils down to. It's really that simple. And stop buying into all this, all the mainstream media. You see it come up in your Twitter feed. You see it on some of the websites that you hit. Make sure that they're real. Not the website as much, but the stories that are coming across. I mean, heck, you see a boatload of stories come across, and some of them even have so many typos on them. You'd never see that years ago. Well, 10 years ago, you'd never see it. Right? So we're talking about the economy, and even in the L.A. Times, who's somewhat giving Trump, I mean, kind of backhandedly, but doing it, giving him, you know, kudos for the market, for the economy, and how strong it is. Now, I don't understand all these terminologies. I'm not even going to try. But I'm just tired of hearing about how bad it's going to be and how we're going to end in recession and we're going to do this and this is going to happen and all this other stuff, and it's not even close to that. When you really truly see what's going on, you see plants are coming back in this country. Will the prices for some of these products go up? Probably. You know, that's always been my question, too. You know the Chinese workers aren't paid well. You know that they work in horrific conditions to a big degree. Right? And that's why you can keep the stuff cheap. You can keep the Apple products cheap. Yet you scream about the employees here. People working for less than $15 an hour. How can it's not a living wage. It's not right. It's not fair. They can't grow a family. As you're yelling and screaming into that iPhone you had that was made by some kid that probably makes 25 cents an hour. And again, I realize it's different there. I'm not saying that that's dirt wages, but they're probably pretty darn close. Consider these people working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Some of them 7 days a week. Because they're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid that the jobs will go to somebody else who will work the 7 days a week, keep their mouth shut, and work for next to nothing. So, again, you know, you really want to talk about what kind of effect the tariffs are having? what kind of effect on China it's having, you got to do a little homework. You got to check it out on your own. Because it's crazy for you not to. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time. What are you doing? I'm talking to my computer, by the way. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as a matter of fact, for how it goes. You know, I touched a little bit earlier on how there are more jobs than there are people. And if people would just take jobs that they don't want to feed their families, then they would have plenty of work. And this isn't coming from a hardcore right-wing website. This is according to CNBC. Really that simple. If you think about this, there's little over 6 million job openings. And there's little over 6 million available workers in this country. So that sounds like if everybody just took a job to take a job to make some money, you would still have, you would still need people to fill those jobs. I think it's closer to 7 million job openings and there's just under 6.5 million people to fill those jobs. Now, that's been like 4 or 5 months in a row now that there have been more vacancies than people available to fit them. So now you have to start thinking about, you know, what do you do now? Do you start letting people in? Do you find out where people's skills are and let them in? I think they were called, H-1 visas, where you can get a visa to come here and work, eventually live here, but you get a visa to come here and work, but you had to prove that you were doing a job that, not that nobody else could do, but we weren't able to fill. We didn't have the expertise in this country to fill. And I think that's fine. Personally, I'm okay with that. If we have manufacturers that need people and we don't have the people to fill it, or people capable of doing it, then remember, we might have the physical body to do it, but you may not have the aptitude. You may not have the dexterity. You may not have what it takes to get the job done. At that point, I think it's okay to allow other people in that can do those jobs. According to the monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, there were just shy of 6.7 million open positions a few weeks back. The most recent month for which the data is available is, I don't know, what was it, July? Represented an increase of 65,000. You know, jobs. And again, you think about this. These are people that, they're not like losing a job and then moving to another. These are people that have decided to move into the workforce or coming back to the workforce after being out of it for a long period of time. The total workers that are recently looking and eligible for jobs fell to about 6.35 million. That was a decrease from 6.58 million. The number fell further to 6.06 2 months ago. Under normal circumstances, this mismatch would be creating a real demand for higher wages. But earnings rose around 3%. I know it's really funny because I don't know if it's the same, but even when I worked in corporate America, the average raise every year was between 2 and 3%. And now they're complaining about the average raise being between 2 and 3%, actually hanging in around 2.7%, when we had been stale for years. When I say stale, it wasn't like it was a 1%. It was like a no percent raise for years. Now, the total, I don't even know what this means. The total quits rate has been nudging higher this year. It was 2.3% in April. That was the highest in 2005. It was the last date we have the nudge rate. I don't know what else to call it. But I guess what I'm trying to say here, what the whole article is about, is that the economy is moving. There's money in the economy. People want to move back here. Companies want to bring their business back here. They want to be able to do business here in America, but we may not have the people to do it. Again, I'm not suggesting we open the border up. But if we're looking for, you know, manufacturing jobs are on the rise. Manufacturing is doing better now than it has been for a decade plus. So if we don't have people that won't be retrained and don't want to do it, so how do we get those companies to come back here if they don't have the people to fill those positions, if they can't get the job done? Right? That's crazy. Oh, this is kind of like smorgasbord hour. We're hitting everything. Yeah, I like this one. You know, again, there. I talked about earlier, some of you heard me saying that the California Dems are blaming Trump for the woes of, not unemployment, but homelessness. Right? And California now, it's not now. It's been. It's been a massive crisis, homelessness here, for quite some time. They've just been ignoring it, sweeping it on the carpet, let them move into alleyways, let them move into parking lots. No. Now, we've got diseases moving through Los Angeles and other places in the state. It's bad. Where people used to roam through downtown L.A. because they wanted to see the architecture of the buildings, you know, that kind of thing, the history, the culture. Now they won't even go down there anymore. They won't go into L.A. anymore because of the problems they have and how many homeless they have. Trump administration told the California legislature or the governor to go pound sand. Not going to give any money for the homeless situation. You know what? Take it out of the bullet train. That's what I think you ought to do. That'll work, right? Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, who was visiting L.A., said the California policy on law enforcement, undocumented immigrants, and housing have all increased the state's homeless population. He would be correct. Your letter seeks more federal dollars for California from hardworking American taxpayers, but fails to admit that your state and local policies have played a major role. See, they want us to comment on the unfounded, untrue statement that climate change is totally man-made and a problem, yet they made this homeless problem. They've made it exponentially worse in this state, and they won't say a word. Not their fault. Trump's fault. You're going to go hungry, boys. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, come on. That's good stuff. Right? Calm you down all night long. I've been pumping you up. You need to relax now and calm down a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, taking your time with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, online, on TV, wherever it is you're at, wherever it is you are watching from. You know, we've been talking about this for a while, about the, you know, homeless situation here in California and how the, not just the legislators, but the Dems who run some of these cities consistently want to blame it on Trump. It's like nothing is their responsibility. Anybody else ever notice that? Like, there is nothing that they do is wrong. No decision they make is wrong. You know, you saw in San Francisco, they actually went and they changed some of the terminologies for criminals. I don't have them in front of me. We did the story, though, plenty of times. Because they don't want people to feel bad about who they are. No, better they should be sleeping in the streets, right? You're okay with that one. Because you've opened up all the street space for them just to throw down their towels, tents, whatever. It's wrong. It's just as demeaning. So stop blaming the Trump administration. Start stepping up. You don't need all that money for the bullet train. You're not building it. It's not going to happen. So let's get this under control. Let's get people the help that they need. A lot of these people, you know, it's really funny. The only ones that won't admit that this is a big part of this is mental health are the legislators, the electeds. If you listen to the police and the people that are out there helping them, it's mostly a mental health issue. These people can't get meds. They can't get what they need for help from doctors and that kind of stuff. So it's really kind of interesting to hear them say it's all Trump's fault when they have plenty of avenues to explore. Nobody wants to do the homework anymore. Nobody wants to do the work to get these people the help they need, or anybody for that matter. The caution is sent a letter to them telling them how to fix and to stop blaming the feds. And how the letter went on and said, hey, look, it's your sanctuary city policies. It's the amount of money that's being drawn down to take care of illegals and others like that. Further, illegal and inadmissible aliens are increasing housing demand. That's what they're calling them, not me. Increasing housing demand and draining resources. The letter also states, instead of protecting the most vulnerable Americans from the economic impacts of illegal immigration, California, you've doubled down on sanctuary state and city policies. You're providing benefits to illegals and others. People that shouldn't be here. These are straining your financial resources, and it's not up to the federal government to bail these states, to bail these people out every time they mismanage money. Newsom is up there signing legislation, signing proclamations and other things, like the bucket is never going to become empty. And it won't, because we're all still here paying taxes. Carson was responding to a letter from Governor Gavin Newsom, as well as representatives of California cities and counties. The letter to Trump requested 50,000 more housing vouchers for extremely low-income Americans, including many veterans, in addition to increasing the value of those vouchers and creating a program to work with the landlords to help voucher holders find stable housing. Do you think that, I'm telling you, I've seen the reporters out there long before this was an epidemic. Some of these people couldn't live in a house alone. They couldn't live in an apartment alone. It wouldn't work out for them, believe me. The Trump administration is doing its part, Carson wrote. California needs to address the obvious local issues. They do. Right? When California has shown that it's willing to make hard and thoughtful, see, they don't want to change anything. They don't want to take responsibility for anything. Nothing is their fault. I'm staying on this mantra because it's true. It doesn't matter what happens. They've diverted highway and freeway money two or three times. Roadway money, I'll put it that way, because some of you don't have freeways, if you would. They've diverted that money when they've hit us up for taxes. They take that money in and never makes it to where it's supposed to go. And now they want us to give them more money and more money and more money and more money. Why would you keep doing that? The president earlier said that he'll do something about the homeless, but he didn't say specifically what he would do. Is he going to do it across the country? Are states that have sanctuary cities and declare themselves a sanctuary state, are they going to get as much? I hope not. Even the people of San Francisco are getting crazy about this. They're pretty lenient people, but now they've opened their mouth and said, no more. I got to hose down my walkway every morning getting into my place of business. I've got to shoo them out of there. You know, and these cities will keep destroying themselves if we don't slow them down, according to President Trump. He said the police officers on the beat are getting sick. Yeah, and some of them won't respond to calls in certain areas because they don't want the diseases that are running around. The people of San Francisco, fed up with people of Los Angeles, are fed up, and we're looking at it. He said, we're going to do something about this. I just don't know what yet. Now, Garcetti said he would welcome Trump's help on any part of this homeless situation. He says, I don't know, I'm just supposed to punch the president back, but if he's real about it, I'll believe it when I see it. But I also trust that he wants to save some lives as well, said Mayor Garcetti. I mean, it's funny. Why is this all Trump's fault? Why is this all the federal government's issue? You let them move into City Hall. You let them move around City Hall. You're letting them crap on the sidewalk in the streets. You're letting them crap on the grass. And somehow, this is Trump's fault. Garcetti, on a video, said that one of the, he recorded one at one of the 26 housing facilities being built. They're like Quonset huts, right? That the president would be in Los Angeles to raise funds for his re-election campaign. He said, but I wanted to talk with him a little bit. If he'd come down here to South L.A. to understand. You don't have to come down to South L.A. to understand. You guys created that mess. We see it all over TV. We see what's going on. He wants him to stop demonizing them. Why? What you're doing to those people down there, you deserve to be demonized. Right? So Garcetti thinks that since Trump has become president, that's when homeless started. You know? But then somebody turned him around, had a serious talk with him. This has been going on longer than 2 years. This is 6, 8, 10 years out. But now what they were saying is, well, we don't want to talk about that. We just want to talk about how we're going to fix it now. We don't want to talk about the fact that for 6 or 8 years, we've been screwing up. We've been spending money in the wrong place. We've been allowing people to come down here and create these encampments now that we're almost impossible for us to clean up. But we want you to fix it. Right? That simple. We need you to... So here's my point. It's funny how when the Democrats are in control of a city, yeah, we're not trying to politicize it, but it will become politicized. When they run a city, no matter what goes wrong in that city, it's a Republican's fault. When a Republican is running these cities, and something goes sideways, it's their fault. So according to Democrats, only Democrat processes and policies work. Even though when you look at the cities that they run, they don't work at all. Not even a little bit. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we got 4 months. I think it's 4 months or something like that. Is it four? Yeah, pretty darn close. Before the first primary takes place, or the primary in California takes place. And you got these candidates going nuts all over the place. And I got to tell you the same thing I tell most of my other friends. Do your homework. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, don't vote the party line. Don't do that. Because all you do is you make us one of them. And some of you know exactly what I mean by that. You make us them. And we don't need that. You want to step out on principle. You want to hold your people to principle. Otherwise, again, we are them. We become those people that we keep fighting against, that we keep wanting no part of. So sit down, figure out what it is you stand for, and make sure the candidates that you get behind, not because they say it, but because they've proven it, you make sure they stand in the same gap that you do. You make sure they believe the same way you do. You make sure that they're going to take the stand that you need them to take, and they're willing to fight for it. That's the other confusing thing. They're not all willing to fight for it. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. Donate a buck or two. Won't kill you. Donate a buck or two. We'll be here all week. Hopefully you will, too.